show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hi, podcasters. It's Cliffo and Gabby.
Hello.
How you doing?
Thanks for downloading. We
love
chatting to you.
I read the most Gabby thing ever on Instagram.
Oh God.
And I want to share this.
Here we go.
It's just a friend posted this. It's just to me. It just says, home is where the bra isn't. It made me think of you immediately.
You know me so well. As soon as I get home, bra comes off. And I do need to apologize to all my neighbors who have seen that happen, because I also keep the curtains open.
Gabby's house is what we call a pants optional space.
Clothes optional. Not just pants.
When can I come around?
Never.
We're selling tickets,
You're
guys.
Never invited.
We're selling tickets.
Nah.
Enjoy the catch up, guys. Thank you for downloading. We're Cliffo and Gabby. Yeah. Enjoy.
Have fun.
Wrap it up. Enjoy. The Hits Break
the Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Gabby's had some stinker ideas in the past. This one, top of the wedding cake.
I have made a terrible mistake because I've ordered a dress for my wedding. It's for the reception, not for the ceremony. So it's a metallic gold. But I've ordered it in a size smaller than what I am in the hopes that it'll act as motivation for me to shred for the wedding.
By the way, the whole, like, costume change
yeah.
in wedding, that's a whole other thing
extra,
for the
is
white
it?
Boy. Like, it's like your Kylie Minogue at a concert.
Yeah. Hilary Duff did it, so can I.
13-10-60, Gabby buying the reception dress.
Size too small.
A size too small.
Is it a good idea or a bad one?
Beck, what do you think? Good idea or just a stinker?
It's a stinker. No way. No way. If you love food like I do, what do you reckon, boys? Bad idea?
Bad idea.
Oh, the whole family thinks it's a bad idea. Thank you.
Yeah, but the outfit change, great idea. Awesome. Wear as many dresses as you like.
All right. So I've done something right and something wrong. We've evened it out.
Something right, something wrong, something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah, that works.
Angela in Mackay, good idea or bad?
Bad idea.
Another bad idea.
Why do you reckon, Angela? Have you tried it in the past?
No, I wore my wedding dress all function.
Yeah.
I thought I'm going to wear it once, so I'm going to wear it all day and all night.
But you didn't get it in a size too small?
No way. That's just way too much pressure. There's enough pressure for that one day. I wasn't asking for more.
Yeah.
How are you with sizes? Are you usually pretty consistent?
Yeah.
I'm very good, too.
Gabby, I can see, like, the excitement is starting to be...
Taylor could take it out.
...replaced with regret. What, the day off?
Yeah.
Di is here. Di, good idea or bad idea getting the dress a size too small?
Well, first of all, congratulations, Gabby.
Oh.
You know, so
thank
happy
you.
For you. But, probably, too much pressure. Probably a lot of pressure. But, as a backup plan, you know, and I love the whole multiple dress thing, but as a backup plan, have a dress that actually draws in at the back, so you've got all the strings, and then you draw it in. It doesn't matter what size you are.
So you get a lace-up dress, because then it can go out or in.
It
doesn't matter which way
I didn't realise
go.
That was a backless dress. It's not.
It's not.
I just didn't do it up. We might take one more. Lucy is here on 13-10-60. Lucy, we're going to end with you. Gabby buying the wedding dress or the reception dress, size too small, good idea or bad idea?
I think it's an excellent idea.
Oh, thank God. Lucy, why do you think it's so good?
See, it's not so much the pressure, but the motivation to lose the weight.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. I've never had this kind of motivation in the past. That's probably why I failed, right? Like, this is what I need.
Yeah, definitely. When I bought my wedding, I got married 2 years ago, I ended up dropping two dress sizes, and the lady ordered it in one size bigger. And unfortunately, it just wasn't the same dress that I tried on.
With Gabby, that would be a good idea.
So it's bigger?
Yeah, totally.
How dare you?
Just get some newspaper or something.
Just
anything.
Stuff it.
Yeah.
Stuff it with chicken fillets.
It's safer.
It's that time of the week where we catch up with a couple of our North Queensland Cowboys. Off the back of a loss, unfortunately, but still a great game. How are you going, Michael Morgan and Kyle Felt?
Morning.
Morning.
Morgs, mate, what a year for you. Like, unfortunately, you've been plagued by injury, which just sucks for you. But also in the last month or so, you've become a dad. Like, I'd imagine, you know, on and off the field, it's been a year of lows and highs and everything in between for you, mate.
Yeah, plenty of lows this year, unfortunately, on the football field. But look, I've been very fortunate that I've had a bit going on off the field, which sometimes, you know, takes your time and interest, I guess. So it's been enjoyable off the field. But yeah, frustrating that I haven't been able to stay on it very long.
Well, we do have a big congratulations to you for the birth of your beautiful daughter, Penelope. She is gorgeous. How is life going with a newborn bub?
Thank you.
Thanks, Felty. No, really good. Great applause there, Felty.
We're loving it at the moment. She's been a pretty easy baby. We haven't found it too hard. So, a little bit of a false sense of what it's really like, I think.
Yeah, for now. We'll see how that goes.
She's just waiting, mate.
Hey, guys, I do have a question for you because there's something that I've noticed watching many an NRL game and I don't get it. When I have done a flying try in the past, yes, I've tried, I've winded myself. And so when it comes to games and you have absolutely no one around you, there's no chance of being tackled, why do you still fly and slide on your stomach to do a try? Why not just put the ball down? What's going on?
Kyle scores all the tries, he can tell you.
I think just it's a little bit safer instead of putting it down with one hand or trying to stop and put it down. If you dive, it's a lot safer than trying to put it down with two hands. So in case someone comes up and tackles you behind you, you don't know what's happening. So.
Or is it just the theatre?
It looks cool.
Yeah. It looks cool. You know, I've done it once in my life as during a backyard game of football. And I swear to God, like I did it and I just felt like $1 million. Like
you got up, you're like, I'm JT. Mate,
I'm Wally Lewis. What? Like what? What of it? Hey, quickly, before we let you guys go, we do want to play a round of Cliffo and Gabby's reality check. This is just where we ask you some questions to get to know the real Michael Morgan, captain of the Cowboys, the real Kyle Felt, like off the footy field.
Yes. You ready for this, guys?
Think so.
All right. Question number one. What is the last emoji you sent?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Thumbs what about up. You, Felty?
What about you, Felty?
The side head with the laughing face.
Like the crying laughing?
Crying laughing?
That's
the crying laughing. Right. So
not the eggplant?
Nah.
All right, just checking. Number two, reality check with Michael Morgan and Kyle Felt. How much cash is in your wallet right now?
Cash? $0. I have about $3 change in my center console. My wallet's sitting there with nothing in it.
Felty, are you a cash kind of guy?
I got $25, that's it.
$25?
Yeah, it's more a card society these days, isn't it?
What are you holding the $25 for?
Rainy day.
Rainy day, mate. Just in case I go to the markets. No, if possible.
In case you want some takeaway food, they only accept cash.
Well, I ask because the place where I like to go, that there's a Vietnamese place I like that does like a beef pho. And they only take cash, and they're exactly $12.90. So I always like to try and keep $13 cash so I can buy my phone. So I thought maybe out of 25 for a reason. Last question.
What is the last meal you cooked?
Last night I made a parmesan-crusted coral trout. Oh.
Wow, fancy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Felty?
I just made a crumb chicken salad.
Was it in your Thermomix?
It was in the air fryer, actually.
He's moved on from the Thermomix to the air fryer. Yeah. He's cheating on his favourite appliance. So good. All right, so the Cowboys, they've only got two games left of the regular season, so they've got the Panthers this Friday. Then a week later, it's the Queensland doubleheader taking on the Broncos. So ending the season, how they started the season.
This Friday night's the last home game too.
Yeah, last home game in Townsville. So for now, Cowboys captain Michael Morgan and Kyle Felt, boys, thank you so much for the chat today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
What won't kids these days understand?
The photography edition.
Yeah.
So the way we take and keep photos has changed so much, probably more in the last 10, 20 years than it has since the beginning of photography.
Yeah.
So we want to know what kids won't understand these days when it comes to photography back from when we were young.
They totally won't understand flipping through a photo album of photos of when they were a child. Instead, they'll be looking at a folder on a computer.
I think that's a shame.
Yeah.
It is a shame.
It is. Yeah. It's not the same, nice. Is it, when you're looking at physical photos compared to on a computer screen photos. Yeah. Very different.
Beck in Townsville is first up. Beck, what won't kids these days understand when it comes to photography?
Oh.
Beck, you there?
Oh, sorry.
It's you.
What won't they understand?
Beck, really showing your age with your understanding of how phones work there. What won't kids understand?
Selfies. Never took a selfie in my life.
And if you did, you had to try, like, just hope to God that you were in screen because you're holding it so far out, but you couldn't tell because there's no, like, reflection of yourself.
The edge of the photo would cut half of your face off, wouldn't it? And the other thing is, too, you'd only know 4 weeks later.
Exactly. You don't know straight away.
Naomi in Toowoomba, what won't kids these days understand when it comes to photography?
I had selfies as well because you just can't.
I
hear you. And approving selfies is a whole new concept, isn't it?
It is. And getting them all back together, go, oh, no, this doesn't look good. And then you just can't get them all back together just to go again in 4 weeks.
Yeah. 4 weeks after you get them developed. Guys, we've got to get another photo.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that 21st birthday party again, guys. The selfie didn't turn out. Jason is in Rockhampton. What won't kids get these days when it comes to photography, mate?
Black and white photos.
Oh, man.
You know, well, now it's a filter. Like, now it's a big deal. Like, now it's artistic, isn't it, to make a photo black and white? Whereas back in the day.
And I used to take my photos to the pharmacy to get developed, too.
So it was a thing. So the pharmacist knows the drugs you need to take as well as what photos you're taking.
Really giving a lot of
personal information to the pharmacist.
The secret to the pharmacist. Pam, we're going to end with you. Pam, what won't kids these days understand when it comes to photography?
A flashbulb cube.
What even is that?
Yeah, see, even you guys don't know.
I don't know what that is.
This is showing my age. It's a little square flashbulb that you clicked onto your camera, and when you took the photo, it spun around ready for the next flash.
I remember they used one of those for school photos.
There you go.
And it would
flash. We had them on our cameras.
Did the photographer also hop behind like a really big camera, as big as a shoebox?
And put a curtain over his head.
And put a curtain over his head? And like held up the flash? Gabby, social media legend Rohit is back in the news again. For those who don't know Rohit, he's a dude in his 40s. Glad to say this because I feel like we're part of the same community, but he was a little on the chubbier side. And his doctor said
to
him,
very
Rohit,
unhealthy.
You have to get off the fizzy drinks.
Yes.
So Rohit started this crusade where he would upload a video every day to his social media, just doing an update. Like today's day one, no fizzy drinks.
It was a tough journey for him.
No fizzy drinks. This is his update from day 7. This is one of the sweeter ones. So this is after a week, no fizzy drinks. Oof. Peak craving
and that's
time.
Like, yeah, that's the toughest week is the first
rough,
week.
Totally.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. No fizzy drink for me today. So it's now 7 days since I had a fizzy drink. I'm really happy. I've been to Nando's, but I chose water. So I've finally taken my steps to the right direction. And as you know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. So overall, no fizzy drink in 7 days. Thank you very much.
He's just a beautiful man.
He's so lovely.
Just a beautiful soul.
Isn't he?
I'm happy to report that Rohit has officially hit 100 days sober.
Oh, my
from
God.
Fizzy drinks. All I do is win, win. He's hit 100 days.
Amazing. Come on, then.
Of course, to celebrate. He does strange things to celebrate. Like, I know when he got to a month, he celebrated by showing us a photo of his wife.
Aww.
It's really nice. Yeah, so nice. Got to a month.
So what's he done for 100 days then?
He had a drink of water. So,
hello, everyone. No fizzy drink for me today. Finally, the day has arrived. We have celebrated smaller milestones, which has led us to this milestone. Now I have completed 100 days of having no fizzy drinks. To celebrate this, I'm raising this glass of water on behalf of everyone. This journey will continue, but for now, I'm super excited to meet you guys live on TikTok and Instagram very soon. So thank you all. Overall, no fizzy drink in 100 days. Thank you very much.
That's the other big thing he's doing to celebrate. He's announced that he's going to go live.
Doing what?
I don't know. No idea. But I tell you one thing. I'm going to be watching. The Hit Breakfast Show.